atmosphere continues to be heightened with barely a month to the polls, many are the activities that political parties engage in to convince the electorate for their votes. One of such is the hoisting of party flags on major streets within the capital, Accra. Correspondent Rachel Kakraba takes a look at the hoisting of party flags by the two major political parties, the NDC and the MPP, in the special report.
The December 7 general election is just weeks away. The two political parties have therefore increased their tempo of their campaigns. Even though there is a new twist to the campaign agenda of these political parties, the traditional campaign rallies and tours are still prevalent. For now, there are weekend keepfits, cladding of electricity poles, trees, among others, with party colors as well as hoisting of party flags on principal streets. Currently, a walk through some major streets reveal colorful display of party flags. Also, the effigy of the elephant, the symbol of the NPP, and miniature umbrellas are displayed along some of the streets in Accra. An interesting aspect of the flag hoisting by these two political parties is how flags are hoisted on poles along the same road. Radio Ghana visited some of these areas, and the first stop was Dakoman in the Ablekuma North constituency. It is easy to see different sizes of flags of the NDC and the NPP hanging on the electricity poles and trees from the Dakoman Junction through to the Nyamiche Junction. Another area that one can easily notice the flags is the Newtown Aquatech Road to the Newtown Market. Here, the parties have colorfully displayed both flags. The story is not different from the Ring Road Central. Radio Ghana spoke to the public to solicit their views on the display of party flags.
For the NPP flag and the NDC flag to be on the same pole, it means a lot. One, we are all following the same idea or something like that. So it means we are going to have maybe a peaceful election, because the way I'm seeing is to put the same flag on the same pole. So then if you put, maybe NDC will put his flag, and the following day you come and you see maybe the flag, then MPP will come and move it and maybe replace the phone over there. And this time, I'm sure there's going to be a peaceful election.
I think it will bring peace, because now people are not taking people's flags and it's not causing any misunderstanding and any havoc. And secondly, I think that they shouldn't be doing this advert so much, because everybody knows whoever he or she will vote for. So without adverts or without flags, whoever you vote for is inside you and it's in your heart. So I think it's just a waste of money and other things. Maybe in further years to come, we'll stop doing all these things to save money for better things.
It's very true that the MPP and the NDC are displaying their flags on the same lane, because they are the two major political parties that we know of. So it's like with the flags of, they are competing among themselves. So if you see the two political parties displaying their flags on the same lane, this tells you that these are the two major political parties Ghanaians are aware of. So me, I'm not surprised to see them displaying their flag in the same lane, because everybody is aware that it's MPP or NDC that is going to win the election. So it's good thing.
They are the only two political parties in Ghana here that has support. You don't have a good support financially. I don't think you display your flag all over, and that's why we see them trying to let people know they are the only two political parties visible in this. It's a good thing, because even when it comes to business, advertising works a lot. Yeah, so I think it's a good thing.
A cross-section of the public believe that the flags may have some influence on their decision as to who to vote for. However, others think that if the parties disagree on hoisting of flags in the area, one cannot go to bed with the conviction that the country will have peaceful elections.